Let's look into toilets. Wait, let me rephrase that. So, you're looking for a new toilet. I can help. This is Around the House with DJB. I'm Dennis John Bailey on Radio Daddy-O. According to AngiesList.com, the top six reasons for changing your existing toilet are... At number six, you're replacing the flooring. Five, it's broke. Number four, comfort. Number three, appearance. At number two, it's not efficient. And the number one reason to change your existing toilet is... It leaks. Okay, let's take them one at a time. A bathroom remodel hits a lot of the top six, and if you're changing the flooring of a bathroom, the toilet's going to have to come out temporarily to get the floor in anyway. It's an excellent opportunity to replace it with new, and it'll pop with the new flooring. At number five, you can replace all the innards of a toilet tank to upgrade or modify. You can replace a broken seat or lid, but if the porcelain is badly chipped or even cracked, that's it. After all, it's ceramic, and although it sees a lot of action, it can break. Number four, comfort. The two things I miss most on vacation, my bed and my toilet. It's not only the shape and material of the seat, it's the height of the thing. My wife's favorite, in our master bedroom's bathroom, of course, is a tall toilet. She likes it. It's not for me. I'm down the hall where the bathroom still has a traditional toilet and a vast library. Let's move on. Appearance at number three makes complete sense. Don't think only stoves and refrigerators came in avocado and harvest gold back in the day. Lots of mid-century homes have them in hot pink and aqua, too. But some love the authentic colors of the era and retrofit for better efficiency. Hey, that brings us to number two, efficiency. That means saving you money. If your toilet isn't efficiently using water, you're literally flushing money away. Toilets up until the 1980s could use as much as 7 gallons of water in a single flush. But in the 90s, the government set guidelines that limited that to no more than 1.5 gallons per flush. There are a few things in your home that consume water, but the one thing with steady water usage all day long is the toilet. And the more toilets you have, the more water is used. Low-flow toilets early on got a reputation of not working well. But today, design changes have made low-flow toilets much, much better. And there are even flush options you can choose. More on that another time. By the way, your toilet's birthday is stamped under the tank lid. Check it out. And at number one, if your toilet's leaking, it's not only draining money, it could be causing untold damage to floors, walls, downstairs ceilings, from upstairs bathrooms. You get the picture. Get a professional over as quick as you can, or change it yourself, but make sure you take care of that leak. All right, so much for toilets. I'm going down the hall now to breathe. Until next time, this is Around the House with DJB. I'm Dennis John Bailey on Radio Daddy-O.